It is time to check in with Rob Shaw and see what is happening. The View from Victoria. Rob, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jill.
Well, we'll start with this one. I was about to say on a lighter note, and this has been in the newscast, but maybe not, because people do get rather upset when things change on BC Ferries, and this is the news of the cancellation of the Pacific Buffet.
Yes, the Pacific Buffet. I mean, anything you do on BC Ferries gets people upset, but
True. The
Pacific Buffet, it was too good for this world, I think. Too beautiful to last, too delicious to forget. It is permanently closed, BC Ferries announced yesterday. And so that dream of all-you-can-eat food while on the ferry is over. And the question now is, what do you do with these beautiful spaces that have been locked off basically since the pandemic, when the buffet wasn't allowed to operate? And BC Ferries started a survey yesterday asking people, well, what do you want to do? And they left some space in there for people to write in, you know, what do you want to replace the Pacific Buffet with? And a lot of people went in there and wrote, the Pacific Buffet. Put another buffet in. And so those are the kind of people, I think, when they have naming contests for boats, they go in and write Bodie McBoatface as
yes.
the name, and then the whole survey tilts sideways. But anyways, that BC Ferries will have to deal with that. But that thing, you know, was losing a lot of money. Everything on BC Ferries loses a lot of money, but it lost $1.2 million every year, and it required 7 to 8 crew members to keep all that food going. And BC Ferries says, we just don't have the staff, because they're having to, you know, cancel sailings all the time without staff, to do it again. And it was, let's reimagine it. Let's do something else. So, you know, if you have an opinion about BC Ferries, and God knows everybody does, get on there and go into the survey and tell them what you would, you'd like to put in there. I don't know, like a casino or an arcade or a spa or whatever. But they're beautiful spaces that will be reimagined going forward. So it's interesting.
Have you eaten at the Pacific Buffet, Rob?
I have. I have to be honest. I would get too much food, and then I would be like, oh, and then I have to get in my car. and I was just, it wasn't my jam. I'm a Sea West Lounge guy, you know,
right.
where that little room where no one's allowed to talk, the other end of the boat,
mm-hmm.
and you eat cheese and crackers. That's my room.
Well, I mean, it's pretty difficult to argue with the numbers that the new CEO put out, and you mentioned them, that it was a big money loser. Here we have sailings to Bowen being canceled and other sailings as well in jeopardy because of staff shortages. You've got to think that redistributing staffing could perhaps fix that. And also, when I look at this as well, I wonder, do people realize it's not a cruise ship? It's a BC ferry.
Yeah. The only thing on BC Ferries that makes money, and I know this ticks people off, but the only thing that really makes money on that service, and because every route outside the major routes loses money, are the amenities. And it's kind of a double-edged sword, because some people think BC Ferries, you know, could lower ticket prices if you just got rid of all the stuff inside and you sat on cold metal benches and off you went back and forth. But buying, you know, the chocolate bars and the books and the clothing in the little gift shop and paying extra for a White Spot burger way, way, way more than if you went to White Spot. Those things actually make BC Ferries money. So that's why they're there. And they're hoping to make money with whatever they replace the Pacific Buffet with. Whatever that is, it's not going to be free. Bet on that.
No, very, very true. So people can go and do the survey. Do you know, is there a time limit? Do people need to rush and do this survey and make sure their voices are heard?
3 weeks. 3 weeks. So they got a little bit of time to think about it. But yeah, we should get on it if they, I mean, they're going to come, no, people are going to complain no matter what, I think, but they should get on it.
All right. That is happening. If you want to have your voice heard about what should replace the Pacific Buffet. And like you said, Rob, a lot of people will be doing that. Let's talk a little bit about housing. And we heard some harsh words from BC's housing minister.
Yeah, so there's a municipality here in Greater Victoria. It's one of the first since Housing Minister Ravi Kailan announced the so-called naughty list of municipalities. The municipality is View Royal. It's not on the initial naughty list for housing, but the mayor had come out earlier this week and said, you know what, I think we're kind of done with building new developments for a while. We want to take a six-month pause. We want to think about some things. We're going to put a moratorium in place on all new developments. And the housing minister caught wind of this, and yesterday he came out publicly and he just tore a strip off of View Royal, and he said, you know, like, listen, like, he cannot believe what he's hearing in a housing crisis. He's talking to councils all the time, and almost nobody has the gall to say, we're not going to do anything to contribute to the solution. And he encouraged them to remember that, you know, they're just one tiny municipality that's part of a larger region and province. And basically, you know, buck up, buckaroo, you got to get going here. And it's interesting to watch because this is how the EB government, David Eby administration, I guess, is going to deal with municipalities who want to slow walk housing. Is they're going to come out and try to embarrass them in public, for one, and remind them that the province is watching, and the province controls a lot of money for infrastructure and different things. And I guess it worked because there's a vote at Tiny View Royal Council last night, and the mayor's six-month moratorium failed. And one of the reasons councillors mentioned is they're not really sure what the province is doing here on the housing file, but they want to wait and see, and they don't want to be on the wrong side of the David Eby government. If you're on the wrong side of the David Eby government, go talk to BC Housing and Atira about that. That's not a comfortable place to be. And so there you go. That's in a microcosm what other municipalities should be watching if they decide they're not interested in following the aggressive housing plan of this government.
It seems a bit odd, though, doesn't it? Like you said, View Royal wasn't on or isn't on the initial naughty list. It's a tiny place. Why didn't they just continue flying under the radar? And why did they even bring this motion forward to get this attention in the first place?
Well, this is what the EB government's going to have to contend with, is that in some municipalities in our last municipal election, there was an anti-density movement quietly underway. And in our West Shore region, which is the fastest growing region of Greater Victoria, for example, you had councils, elected with from part of the public that was like, we're building too much too quickly. Let's take a pause. And that is going to clash. That mandate and those elected officials are going to clash directly with a provincial government that feels the opposite. So in Langford, which used to be a massive development community in Greater Victoria, they knocked out the mayor who built anything anywhere and replaced him with a mayor who's not sure, building quickly is a good idea. And that tension is not just here. So it's in different communities across the province. And that's going to be difficult for the provincial government to kind of keep tabs on, because you're right, View Royal was not on the 10 naughty list municipalities, but then, you know, there's 161 municipalities in BC, and the government can't keep eyes on all of them. So this is going to keep popping up here and there.
And Rob, one other note, what do we know as far as Fraser Health and issues at Surrey Memorial Hospital, meetings that are taking place, any movement there?
Yeah, so this was lost a little bit last week when the health minister was talking about all the different crises going on in Fraser Health and Surrey Memorial Hospital. But he did mention that he is going to be, in his words, directly involved in some discussions with Fraser Health's CEO, Dr. Victoria Lee, and their board chair, Jim Sinclair, who we haven't heard much from, but is an old New Democrat ally from the BC Federation of Labor. And he's going to have top health officials, the Deputy Minister of Health, involved in meetings yesterday and Monday on the various crises going on, the idea of a new hospitalist contract. That's one of the big staffing problems in Surrey Memorial, the hospitalists who've been public with their concerns. The minister does not have meetings and then do nothing. He's not one of those guys who sits around and nods and then goes back to his office and then, you know, thinks about it. Stuff happens. Stuff happens very quickly and big things happen. So we are watching to see, you know, what comes out of these meetings the next time he is asked, or if there's an announcement coming, or who knows. But that is, I think, a sign that changes are afoot in Fraser Health, and specifically in Surrey Memorial. This government was hit hard the last few weeks by all those open letters and doctors and critics, and they're looking to make some big changes to solve that going forward.
All right, so we'll keep an eye on that as well. Rob, thank you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, talk to you tomorrow.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back, massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.